With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice and Morris. Oh my God, we're back. Hello, little angels. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Good.
Oh, no, what?
So you have a cold?
I am almost done with it.
Oh.
It's.
Oh, you were sick over
it's
the holiday?
Over. We all got sick.
It's at my house, too. Oh.
It is not a good one.
It didn't get me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I felt a tickle on Tuesday and was all, who? And then I'm in bed and I'm listening and the missus is like, I'm like, oh, you. And then it turns out it was the baby. The baby brought it in.
Oh,
everybody had it except me.
Babies.
So I've been running from it.
Mm-hmm.
And my fear.
You'll never catch me.
My fear
he
is.
Fast. He can't slip away.
Right.
I kept thinking, I am going to avoid this until Thursday morning, right? Mm. I mean, isn't that the way?
Mm. Why would you? Oh, you mean this Thursday morning?
Oh, because of our concert?
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be the way? And there's no getting out of it. There's no calling in sick to that.
Right.
I want a party, so I'm going to catch it that afternoon. I'll be like...
And bring it to everyone at the party.
Exactly.
You know what? Don't.
I hope not.
If you get it on Thursday afternoon, just be like, I got it. I'm not doing it. No. Oh, my God. I mean, it was a great week off, I will say that. On Friday, I went to see Groundhog Day.
Oh, you went on Friday? I thought you went on Saturday.
Oh, the play.
I went on Friday because we cut the radio part for it. If you remember the original movie, oh my God. So, by the way, a couple things about this.
What's happening?
SF Playhouse is where the play was.
Yes. Right. Where is that located?
It is at 450 Post. It's like right by Union Square.
Yeah.
And it was great because we got there early just to make sure, you know, because you never, God, it was
parking.
It was Black Friday. And
oh, God.
Actually, we parked here and Ubered over because I was
good
like,
idea.
I'm not taking any chances.
Right.
So we get over there and Union Square is going off because they've got the tree lighting ceremony that night and just the place is just thick with people. But the Playhouse is, I'd never been. It's tiny. It's this like really cute little intimate theater. And we had great seats.
Mm-hmm.
And we got there, so we were in there early. Like, they let us in at, you know, 1:35.
Nice.
And here's my thing, though. Don't get there too early unless you love the song by Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe.
They put it on repeat.
It was on a constant loop. So for 25 minutes, and actually the play started a little bit late. So I would say maybe like 35 minutes. Oh, my God. There it is. Just over and over and over and over. And at first it's cute. I'm like, oh, this is the song from the original movie that's playing on the radio every morning as he gets woken up on the same morning over and over. If you're familiar with Groundhog Day, it's like a day that just repeats and repeats. So the play starts and I don't know if that's just not part of the show or whatever. They have a whole nother thing that's going on the radio. And Vinny and I got to do the voices. So I had taken my boys with me and they were, you know, they did not know that I was.
Did John know?
John knew. And they didn't notice at all.
Oh my God! What?
We got through the first section and I look over at them and they're just like, what? And
why are you looking at them?
John goes, that was Sarah and Vinny. And they go, what was?
Oh, my God.
I know. So I was like, ah! But then it plays several times. And like, oh, yeah, now I hear it. So it was cute. And the, oh, my God, the people at the Playhouse are so sweet. And just, you know, making sure that we were good and everything. I brought you guys one of the little programs because they put a
little.
So
you liked it?
It's very cute.
Okay.
It's really cute. And it's, you know the story. So you sort of know how it's going, but the main guy is great. I mean, he's just perfectly like crass and just such a jerk, but but you just you see sort of the journey that he takes. It says here, let's see. Special thanks to Sarah and Vinny, the morning hosts at Alice 973, for providing pre-recorded DJ voices, and Yuzette Salazar, executive producer of the Sarah. morning show on Alice Radio who made this possible.
Oh, how sweet.
I know. It's really cute. Nice. And they put our logo in there.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so it's like a hole, and we're right there on the, I don't know, third page or something.
Oh, you know what? Maybe, yeah, save that for me.
I will.
We'll
I brought it
later.
Just for you. Yeah.
Cool, cool.
I know. So they were,
oh,
it was
good.
Great.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go maybe to the matinee on Saturday, this
yeah.
Saturday.
It's running good. For it's a few really, weeks. Yeah, a few weeks.
We'll probably give out tickets, I think, next week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got to go.
Yeah, I am too. It was,
since I won't be able to.
We were, it's funny though, because that was like, probably the worst day of my cold this Friday. And I felt so bad because
were you like coughing?
I wasn't. I mean, I really tamped it down, but there were a couple of us that were just not. But we all rallied. I'm like, look, I said we're going to this. They got us tickets.
Yeah.
Actually, two friends of ours were supposed to go too, and they were super sick and they didn't go. So just the four of us went.
Mm.
I know, but it was tough. You know, you feel like, I'm just bringing this. So if you're sick after going to see that show, you can blame me. It's definitely my fault.
How long was it?
It's 3 hours with an intermission.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just lost me.
Oh, wow.
3 hours.
It's 3 hours.
You know,
I was thinking like 90 minutes. I cannot.
Over
I
the
cannot
weekend,
do 3 hours.
I watched the, or sorry, weekend. Over the holiday, I watched The Irishman.
Oh, what did you think?
Which is on.
That's three and a half hours.
That's what made you just made
we
me think of it.
We have not pressed
three
play
and a half
on
hours.
That. That is one where we almost
save
watched a couple times. Like, should we?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's
seems
so long.
Epic.
So how was it? There seems like there's some controversy around that. For weird reasons.
What is the controversy?
I don't know. Robert De Niro was sticking up for... Who's the girl in there? The main gal?
Oh, is she?
There was something in Variety this morning, I think. It was Variety.com. That's...
The main gal. It's
Robert
a typical
De Niro was
mobster movie. It's
sticking up for a girl, and I didn't read the article.
What, did she get a bad review or something?
I don't know exactly what it was. I'll have to find it. But what'd you think about it?
I liked it okay. I mean, you know, the movie's excellent. It's well done. It's well shot. There's some camera shots where they're so unique, or they don't stop. You know when they don't change the camera angle and it's one camera follows this way and then comes back that way? You notice it, but not because it's bad, but because it's good. Like, whoa, that's one shot.
Yeah, I love
there were a few of those
shots,
like that where you just go, whoa.
Right.
There's no track there. You would have seen a track if it was there. So someone... is on a somehow handling that.
Yes.
So there's some shots like that are good. It's a gangster movie though. It's the typical. I don't want to say they glorify it, but they're glorifying, you know, murder.
But if you love The Godfather or
it's just like that. It's that stuff. It's like you know, but didn't. It's intense. But it's long. It's three. It took us three different sittings.
That is so funny because a couple people that we talked to who watched it said, don't think you're going to watch it all at once. Weirdly, you need breaks from it. Even if you did have 3 hours to watch it, you might not. You'd be like, okay,
there's never anything. Even a Super Bowl the Niners are in, I'll get up and walk away from it. I just can't sit for 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not happening.
Speaking of 3 hours,
but it worked out, you know, breaking it up, made it good. And it took a second to go, wait, where are we? Oh, right. Got it. Okay.
Back in.
So it was good. It was, you know, I liked it better than Frozen 2, but not by that much. Frozen 2 was good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
So you were part of the $500 million they've already made?
Yes. Mm. In fact, the wife took her one of the days, and then another day, I took her.
Oh, she got to see it twice.
She got to see it twice.
Lucky.
Well, between her tummy issues and then the weather that came on. It was like, yeah.
A lot of hanging around the house and let's get this kid happy.
And so I did a lot of, after my morning surf, I did a lot of kid entertaining. Mm-hmm. The missus was still working. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there was gym, Frozen 2. Mm. Oh, I took her to the Disney store because she had a gift certificate burning a hole in her pocket.
Nice.
She got one thing?
No, she got more than one thing, but
that's the way.
Yeah, the outfit that she got, I'd forgotten because it's been a while. The glitter on those.
Oh, Jesus.
Everywhere. Fathers.
Yeah. Glitter is no, letter, it's so insidious.
She puts it on and then you forget and then she leaves your car and you go, oh, there's green, blue glitter everywhere in my car.
What, do you have a hooker back here?
I have a hooker.
Terrible. But...
Do you have any on you right now?
No.
Probably, but... like, you know.
It'll show up in a couple
some
weeks.
Some crack or
yeah.
other.
It was good, though. Frozen 2's good. There's. Did you see it? You saw it, right?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh. There's a moment in there where you know the writers, they're grown, obviously. They're people who work for a living. They did the neatest... During Kristoff's song, he has a song. That,
this
you know,
is Anna's boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay.
They do a video for his song, and it's...
Oh, as in it's he's a pop star now?
It's no, but it's hysterical the way they did it.
Mm.
You would love it. You would go, this is every 80s video I ever saw.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Face over body shot. Mm. Like all this old 80s, like, oh my God, it's a hair metal dream come true or nightmare.
How's the song?
You can't stop. Well, it's Sting. It's Rod Stewart. It's Bryan Adams. It's name any one of those soft rock gods. It's that guy.
Oh.
It's classic. I was laughing. So there's laughs to be had.
Oh, good. I'm glad that they didn't just sort of, you know, cash grab it and that it's actually a good movie.
Do you have to see the first one to see the second
yes,
one?
Yes, absolutely.
But don't worry. You've already seen it.
Yeah. Enough times that you don't even need to refresh, probably.
No. Right.
Yeah, it was good. So, good. You know, there was that.
I'm glad. How is everybody's Thanksgiving?
Oh, is this it? No.
It's Lost in the Woods.
Yeah, this is Lost in the Woods.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear this.
I'll jump ahead a little bit.
Oh, man, yeah. Turn around, bright eyes.
You got to see it. It's so ridiculous.
Who plays him?
I don't know, but the guy nails it vocally, don't you
right?
think?
Oh, yeah.
The artist singing is Jonathan Groff.
That's the. Oh. I think he's the guy who does the guy's voice.
Right. Oh, ooh, there's modulation there. Pretty. Oh yeah,
classic.
Richard
right?
Marx.
Oh, there you go.
Feeling.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But visually, they nail it too. And it's lost. Speaking of lost, it's lost on the kids.
Yeah.
Like my daughter has no idea what's happening there, and while I'm laughing, she's like,
"What's so funny?
What? I don't even like this song. This isn't one of the good ones."
You're like, let's go home and watch MTV from 40 years
yeah,
ago.
Exactly
oh,
right.
Oh, my God.
So they killed the box office?
Oh, my God. I mean, just
I
like 127 million the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And then over the five-day weekend, it was like another 123 million.
Wow.
I mean, and that's just domestically. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Have they crossed $1 billion already? What are you looking at, Darlene?
I don't have a clock anymore.
Oh, that's
what
weird.
Do you see that?
Do you have a clock anymore?
Oh, no. I do not have a... I do have a clock. I do have a clock. For some reason, this was over it.
Oh, yeah, they put
What's
that there
on?
Because it was blinking. So they're doing some work on it.
On our clocks?
On those clocks particularly, just on your boards and stuff. Over here, this is what you want to bank on.
Well, that's I always look at, but then this one like starts blinking at me, and I get all like, what's going on? DEFCON 4!
It's 208?
604.
Something like that.
Oh.
Somewhere between 208 and 604.
All right, well,
buddy.
I'll keep you up to date on the time. Don't worry, everyone.
Thank you. I cannot wait. We're going to, let's take a break. We'll play a song and then we'll come back. I want to hear about everyone's Thanksgivings and all caught up. KLC, KLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Jane, obviously thinking about us. She got my favorite Katy Perry song in here.
All right.
There we go. It's Alice. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.